Hey guys, before we get started, I just want to say you're about to hear the new Strugglin' Sisters theme song. What? It was done by the same people who did the Problem Solved theme song that y'all love. Someone even sent us a note and said that their kids asked for that to be their bedtime song. Who knew what an impact the show would make on the next generation? Well, I do want to say that the people behind the songs that you have come to know and love are Songfinch. You can get your own song. It takes about 7 days, and they will come up with something super creative and perfect for the event that you want to highlight or the person that you want them to know how amazing you think they are. Songfinch is fantastic to work with. So if you go to songfinch.com, you can get started on your very own song and still get in time for Christmas. Without further ado, let's hear the new Strugglin' Sisters song.
We are Emily and Katie. Turn on in and turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the fun, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all our listeners. We're the Strugglin' Sisters. La 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 la. La 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 la. Katie is hands down the best assistant. She's been training since adolescence. Bride with candy that never existed. That's what you get when you got a big sister. Emily is a recovering perfectionist, but we all know that's when she's in an element. Katie's learning what she never learned at school, then teaching Emily how to be cool. We are Emily and Katie. Tune on in and turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the fun, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the Strugglin' Sisters. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Welcome to the pod. And we are talking today about the topic of family. Brought on my sister. And we have a lot of things to talk about. I'm excited.
Me too. I'm excited. I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited that it's not identity, because I felt overwhelmed by identity. But family, I for sure have one of those.
Identity, we're not so sure about. Yeah, so just so you know, we officially kicked identity off the island. We're not going to do that one again.
Nope. Didn't survive.
Okay, so you had us do some family quizzes.
Yes.
So, like, one of them was, who's your Disney family?
Yes. Could you tell me, who was your Disney family?
Okay. I did not know who this family was. It's from Emperor's New Groove.
Oh.
It's Pacha's family.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like the nice big guy in the movie. He has a lot of kids or something.
Okay.
And the wife is like super nice, but also at some point she gets really angry and growls. And I thought, that's valid. I can see it.
Yeah, you're more Voldemort than growling mom, but...
That's true.
Okay. That's true. I've never seen that movie, I don't think.
It's good. I would recommend it.
Is Eddie Murphy in it?
No idea. I have no idea.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Okay.
I don't memorize Eddie Murphy's situation.
Okay. I need you to get on IMDb tonight and just spend some time. So, my Disney family is the Parr family. Do you know what family that is?
No.
I didn't either. It's the Incredibles.
Oh, so you get to be superheroes.
Well, yeah. Okay. You know why we are superheroes? We tried living the normal life, but it was no fun. Adventure is in our blood.
You guys do go out on weekends and do all kinds of fun festivals and stuff.
We do. We do a lot of adventures, but I think the real reason we got this family is because we're a little loud.
Okay.
We get a little feisty. And I think that whole family kind of has anger issues.
Oh, okay. So did you answer some of the questions like, I can run really fast and I punch walls and...
Mostly. And I'm mostly, most days, found in spandex suits. Yelling at everybody.
That's so funny. That's a good... I liked that movie.
Me too. Very cute.
Did you see the second one?
Yes, we've seen them all.
Yeah.
Are there only two?
I think so.
We've seen all two.
All two. That's good. Okay, so then the second quiz you had was family knowledge, like an IQ test for your whole family.
Correct.
Okay, so I, out of 10 questions, I only got 3 of them right. So the answer was not great IQ level. They just put not great.
I got a not great also, but I told you I didn't want to do the results of this quiz unless I knew that I had a higher IQ than you.
Oh, I know. I just assumed if mine was not great, yours was probably higher.
Well, I got a 2 out of 10.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
We're both not great.
But I'm greater than you.
Great.
Great. Okay. So I had to look up some unusual families. I had to do some research. And I told you on the phone earlier, it got really dark. It all of a sudden, I was really quite sad. And then I read a book called Lovely Bones.
Oh, yeah.
That book is so jacked up.
Was somebody in a well or like in a
girl
something
was
under the ground?
Murdered, and terrible things happened to her, and then she was murdered. She was like 14. Anyway, so then you hear about like all the things going on inside that family. Well, right. Then at the same time, I started listening to this podcast called Bear Brook, and it's about a murder, and you find out lots of people were murdered by this one guy. Anyway, so it all just got really confused in my head. Like, I kept confusing Lovely Bones with Bear Brook.
Right.
So much family and so much dying. So then when I did a little research on unusual families, it all just kind of became more crazy dying and sad things. So anyway, I'm not going to talk about any of those things. Enough of that.
Okay. Because I feel so sad. I don't know where we're going from this. It's like so muddy with murder.
It's muddied by all the killing. But that's not what we're talking about. Oh, but no, the first one is a killer family. But for some reason, inside a family, when there's all the killing, that makes me sad. But this was a Russian serial killer family. They killed other people. So then it's fascinating.
Oh, yeah. First of all, Russians are so fascinating.
Remember when we saw real life Russians when we were in China?
I will never forget it. They're frightening, but they're so interesting. And a lot of the time, my internal dialogue is in a Russian accent.
No.
I'm always speaking Russian. I mean, not Russian, but with an accent.
Really?
I love it. And it comes out like when Brandon or my kids do something they think is funny. We just like, oh, funny. Such funny joke. I don't know why it comes out all the time. Brandon doesn't think it's funny at all, but I love to work on it.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't care. You know what's good about it? I've learned if you leave words out, it sounds more authentic because it's broken, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you like lamp?
Why Russian? That is so random.
Oh, I think it's so good. I don't know. I just love the way it sounds. I watched that show Glow. Have you seen it with Marc Maron on Netflix?
No.
Okay. It's about female wrestlers. And one of the girl wrestlers, her character is Russian. And she fight like mad woman. I don't know. I just love it. I could listen to it all day. It's just fun to try it. I don't know.
That's so good. I love that. Well, okay.
So tell me.
So this Russian serial killer family, a dentist, a kindergarten teacher, and their two girls killed 30 people.
Together?
Yes.
Wow.
They killed, like, some police officers, children. Crazy. Oh. I mean, it's sad, but it's also, like, a dentist and a kindergarten teacher?
What? Yeah, just the fact that they're doing it together and how interesting that they're doing it with their kids.
Man, so weird. So that's unusual. Another unusual family is Hulk Hogan's family, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know about them?
Well, I know they had the show. I know that they've got some things going on.
Okay, so I didn't know about the show, but some of the craziest stuff that's gone on has happened after the show and off the air.
Okay.
Both of the Hogan parents have started dating their children's friends. So the dad is dating the daughter's friend, and the mom is dating the son's friend.
That's so weird. It doesn't surprise me. They seem obsessed with being young.
Okay. See, I don't know anything about them, but that is crazy.
I may have only watched like an episode or two. I don't know when I would have, but yeah.
That's so weird. So anyway, that was the unusual family that wasn't too dark.
Yeah. Well, the dark one definitely makes me feel better about my family.
For sure. Do a little research and you will feel like you're doing so good.
Okay, good.
Christmas is around the corner, ladies. How is your Christmas shopping going? If you're looking for a really meaningful gift that everyone will love, I suggest Canvas People. Getting your pictures printed on canvases used to be really expensive. But with Canvas People, it's affordable, but it looks still quite fancy. It's an easy way to decorate. The prints look like pieces of art. With Canvas People, you can get your favorite memories printed so that you can see them every day and they're not just stuck on your phone. So as a special limited time holiday offer, canvaspeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvases for free. That's right, free. They normally sell for $69.99, but for this week only, you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. So to get your free canvas, text SWP to 484848. Just pay shipping and handling. This offer won't last. So text SWP to 484848. That's SWP to 484848. Message and data rates may apply. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is traditions.
Okay.
So again, I looked up strange traditions. Then we can talk about our own traditions.
Okay.
But these aren't weird. You look nervous. Don't look nervous.
Okay.
One time, there's this girl, 11 times. In this family, they passed down the wedding dress. They've passed it down 11 times.
Oh, wow.
11 generations. Not just 11 weddings, like daughter to, mother to daughter to whatever.
What are they doing to preserve that dress?
I don't know, but that's a lot of, certainly someone married into this family and was like, hey, welcome to the family. Congratulations. This is what you're wearing. But I wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't like it either. And fashion changes so much.
Yeah.
And people come in all shapes and sizes. I'm questioning this story, Emily.
No, there's lots of pictures of it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll put a picture in the show notes or something.
Okay, cool.
Okay, another thing, a dad and his son would always go to these certain soccer games, and then his dad died, and so he takes his dad's false teeth to the soccer games for luck now.
Oh, what's he take them in? Do you know?
Like a napkin? I don't know.
Okay. That seems like a guy thing to do.
That is so gross.
That is gross. But people that have false teeth, don't they kind of like to show them off?
Well, I think only the ones who actually show them off. I think a lot of people, if I had false teeth, I wouldn't want anybody to know about it.
This is true. But I know a lot of old guys that love pulling their teeth out.
I think it's an old man thing.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I've never seen an old lady do it.
Well, remember our friend Scott? He got in a fight and he got his front tooth punched out, and he would always he could move it with his tongue to make his tooth fly out, and so he would do that.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a Scott thing to do.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, another interesting tradition. Some guy on the internet said that his aunts will literally go outside and fight it out. And you got to pick which aunt you liked the best and root for that aunt. And then they would videotape it so they could watch it later and laugh about it.
Oh, wow.
It was like a fight club for aunts.
That sounds like such a fun family to be a part of.
It does. Well, then he said they hug it out later. Like, everybody was cool. But that was such an unusual thing for a bunch of women to do.
It is very strange. And that it happened more than one time. That it's a tradition.
It's like a thing.
Yeah.
One girl said that her family pours the favorite, alcoholic drink on the grave of the dead family member on Christmas Eve.
Oh, one for the homies.
It's interesting. I've never heard about that, but I can kind of understand the sentiment, I guess.
Yeah, you think the whole party heads there for New Year's Eve, or she just heads there before she goes out?
No, I think the family tradition in the family is to go to the dead family members and pour alcohol in their graves.
Wow, that's something. That's a family that values a cocktail.
That's an expensive tradition.
It's true. They're not buying top shelf.
Okay. There was one that I read that a girl said that she woke up. Her dad would wake her up in the morning and all the siblings and make them sing folk songs, Austrian folk songs or something that they all knew them. And then he would rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. That's how they woke up in the morning. Totally made me laugh.
This is every morning. I'm sorry. Are we talking about Christmas?
Oh, no, it was like a what they did in the mornings. They'd wake
like
up.
Like on Wednesday.
On a Wednesday morning, wake up, sing the folk song, and get rated.
I love that. Do you have, my kids are pretty competitive, so I think that that could get really interesting.
I mean, it gets the blood pumping early in the morning.
That's a really sweet way to wake up.
But then to be rated, like, oh man, you're terrible at...
Go back to bed.
Let's try that again tomorrow. Another one was a 4th of July tradition. This totally made me laugh. Where each kid got a gallon of ice cream from the uncle, which is such an uncle thing to do. Every kid got a gallon of ice cream. The first one to finish it got $5. So then the parents would just laugh as all their children got brain freeze and started like wandering around the house in pain.
Oh no. That's so fun. That is something our brother would do.
That is so something our brother would do. So I thought that was funny.
I like that.
And then one guy in his family, when his dad took his driver's test, he aced it. And then he found a potato in his pocket. I don't know. How do you not know you have a potato in your pocket? Anyway, so now the family tradition is that you, for every test, you put a potato in your pocket for luck.
Oh my gosh. That's really funny. So the pants must have been big.
And maybe it was like a new potato, one of those tiny guys.
A new potato. That's what the little ones are called.
Yeah, the little red ones.
Yeah. It's a new potato. This is such a farmer family thing to do.
That's true. Yeah. He was probably the first one in his family to have driven an actual car. That's why he did it in a, yeah. Oh, a potato. Yeah.
It's the tractor farm. It's the tractor's license test.
It's true. He was probably 8. Okay. Those are all the weird traditions I found online.
All right. Thank you for sharing those with me.
I hope, which one do you think you're going to implement?
Probably the potato. Or maybe I could combine them. We could have a potato eating contest. Raw potatoes. And the first one to throw up gets $5.
And then you can rate how well they threw up.
And we're going to do it first thing in the morning on 4th of July.
And then pour alcohol on each other.
Kids love that.
Oh, man. This is good. This is good.
Okay. So what are some... Well, our family tradition... You posted about this today is to sit on Santa's lap until you're 25 and you absolutely refuse to do it. Yeah. Well, you have to get married and move away to not do this tradition in our family.
The only way out is to not be home in December.
That's why we both got married at like 19.
Bye, Santa. No. So we would go to the Tri-City Mall and at first it was fine. And then it slowly got really awkward. Because you're in line with tiny children and you're 15, 16, 20.
Right. But it was probably for a while normal because I was so much younger than you guys, like so much younger. And I still am so much younger than you.
You know what? I don't think you, now I don't think you are that much younger, but looking at those pictures,
yeah,
there's a really big age difference.
Yeah, when you're younger, yeah. But for a while, it was probably normal because I was like, I don't know, 6. And you guys were like 16.
12.
What?
You're 6 years younger than me.
Okay, so 12.
Yes.
And so, but then, yeah, but then it did slowly start to creep in. Once it was weird for me, it was really weird for you guys.
Well, when you were 16, yeah, I was like coming home from college going, oh my gosh. But it was fun and we made it fun and we also
it was
knew.
So fun.
We didn't have no choice.
Yeah, no, we had to go for sure. And then mom would line the like the doorways in the house with the pictures at Christmas time. It really was a sweet, I think it's a sweet tradition.
No, it is. And then also, unfortunately, though, because we didn't have cameras and we, you know, like there weren't phones. Those are our family pictures, but mom's not in them and a random man is. And sometimes his eyes are shut and... just weird.
Well, that doesn't bother me.
They are kind of funny looking Santas. And
they
sometimes
are.
They're the same. And some years you had the same shirt on a couple years and Robbie had the same shirt on a couple years. One of the years I looked like a man. Like I looked like the bearded woman in one of them. I did not put that one on the internet.
That one didn't go on the IG?
Sure did not.
Oh, yeah. I love that you could see all the phases. You saw my JNCO phase where I wore pants that were 32 inch around each leg.
Her pants? I can't imagine how you carry that much denim on your person.
Well, don't get them wet. One time I went swimming in them. Why? I don't know. But it was like, Oh, it was a struggle to get home that day.
You just had to resort to army crawling. Oh my
Oh, I was
gosh.
late. I was late getting home.
Sorry, Mom. The pants.
The pants are weighing me down.
Remarkable amount of pants on. How did I just realize this? Those were big pants. One of my favorite Santa pictures is when, and I remember this vividly, I found a sequin on the floor of the mall. I thought, I'm going to chew that baby up. So I put it in my mouth, chewed on it all through the Santa line. I was probably like 13. Chewed on it all through the Santa line, smiled real big, and you can see it in my mouth in the Santa picture.
Which year is this? Like, what? Describe the rest of the picture.
I have a striped sweater on and really big 1980 bangs.
Okay. I'm going to look that up because our mom, I'm sorry, you were 13 and you picked something up off the ground and ate it?
Super duper, yep.
Okay. Should have been 3. That's bad.
Well, I might have been like 10.
Okay.
Is that a little better?
No, it's gross still. But anyway.
It was shiny. Stop.
I get it. Put it in your pocket. Staple it to your shirt.
Well, the funny thing is I was sure I was being so sneaky about it. Nobody will ever know, except now everybody knows.
Forever.
Because it's in the picture.
And I'm going to put it on Instagram. Just kidding. Mom took all those pictures a couple of years ago, put them in a book for us, and hand drew. You know, like you can go to Michael's and get those sheets of paper, and they're all really pretty. You could buy one for like crafting paper.
Like scrapbook paper.
Right. Well, she hand drew, and she didn't go buy any of those. She took a white piece of paper, hand drew these beautiful Christmas borders all over them.
So good. She's amazing.
They are beautiful. And then framed, or, you know, like paper framed, what do you call, like matte. Yes. Each one of those and put them in a book. So I love that book. I think it is so fun.
I love it too. I do love it. And I was thinking, how could we computer generate ourselves on Santa's lap for her? But I don't know how that would work.
Maybe we could send her those dancing elf emails.
Maybe.
You just put a picture. You
I feel just like have there's got to be a way to make it look like we're sitting on Santa's lap.
She would love that.
And she's also listening to this. So now that's.
Mom, we couldn't do it. We couldn't find it on the internet. Sorry.
Katie failed
what,
us.
Okay. Yeah, I am the family secretary.
So it's December, and what that means is we are all probably a lot busier than we mean to be. This is a great time, if you haven't yet, to try Prep Dish. With Prep Dish, you shop once, prep once, and enjoy healthy, stress-free meals all week. Each week, my friend Allison will send you a meal plan that includes 4 dinners, a creative side salad, a snack, a breakfast, and a dessert. She sends you the grocery list, and it's all broken up by section of the grocery store. You get your prep list, which is completely organized and helps you know what to do in what order, so you don't have to think about it. And then all week long, you have mostly done meals in your fridge that you just have to spend a couple minutes on, and then you're eating. Prep Dish is amazing. So Allison is giving my listeners 2 weeks free trial. So you go to prepdish.com/SWP and then enter promo code SWP at checkout. That's prepdish.com/SWP, promo code SWP for 2 weeks completely free. Try it. I want to take a moment and talk about Sheetz. Brooklyn and Sheetz are winning all kinds of awards. They have 30,000 five-star reviews. That's more than any other online betting company, and it's for good reason. They feel so good to climb into at the end of a very long day. But Brooklyn and Sheetz don't just feel amazing, they look great too. You can mix and match more than 20 different colors and patterns and find the perfect look for your space. They also have towels, robes, candles, and sleep masks that make great Christmas gifts. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for you guys. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their products, and they should be because they're great, that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code SWP, Brooklinen. They really are the best sheets ever.
So what traditions do you guys do at your house? Any? Okay.
Well, I mean, are we just talking like traditions in general or Christmas traditions?
You could do traditions in general. We're talking family.
Yeah, I just did. We do family movie night every Friday.
Yes.
It always starts with the children. We've gotten them, like, we've lowered the bar. We used to get, like, that pizza, like, we'd make the pizza, or then we'd go to that place. Is it called Papa Murphy's?
Yeah, where you can, it's, like, half-baked type, and then you bake it yourself?
Yes. But okay. Those are, like, really expensive. We don't want to tip any pizza guys.
No.
So we go $3 frozen pizzas, like classy folk.
Yes.
Well, my children, though, are like, we don't eat Judge Giorno. They are so picky about their frozen pizzas. I'm like, it is trash food. Like, it's all bad.
And it is not delivery. It's DiGiorno. They don't like DiGiorno?
They hate DiGiorno. It's like DiGiorno did something to them. They are averse. Anyway, so my son, though, it has to be, it starts with a B. Red Baron?
Yeah.
I don't know. DiGiorno just sounds so much fancier. I'm always trying to be like, come on over to the DiGiorno.
No one likes a Red Barono.
Listen, your Russian aunt says no to Red Baron.
No. You eat pizza. I pick for you. You don't like it? Nay.
Stop. Anyway, and so my son, though, he likes the cheese pizza, but if it does not have flecks of basil on it, he loses his brains. So part of family movie night is putting basil on if there's not basil on so that he doesn't reject it. It is like, what is happening here?
This is interesting. I was actually thinking of you this morning because I don't give a lot of choices, especially at mealtimes. It is, this is what you're eating. I'm so sorry. I don't like it either some days, and I'm really honest about it, but you don't tell me your feelings until it's in your belly all the way gone. And I'll adjust sometimes a little bit. I was thinking about you this morning because my kids, I had two different kinds of oatmeals and they had to pick because normally I just do the same. If you both have blueberry or whatever and that's that. Anyway, they were different and I let them pick, which I've never done. And I was like, Emily seems to do this a lot. Like she like actually tailors stuff to the kids, which I find interesting for you. Like your personality just doesn't seem like you are. That's something you would do, but you do. You really cater to their food preferences.
Well, I think I usually give them choices of, like, whatever we've got. So, like, right now, she's on a bagel kick, and he only likes toast. And so, if we've got it in the house, I don't care which one.
That just seems really nice of you, so I wanted to compliment you on that.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, it's so funny, because we used to have different colored plates and cups and silverware, like the plastic ones. And Eric would make sure that everybody, like, it was all blue for one kid, or one kid's like, oh, I'd like orange, and that made me crazy, because then they expected me to be like, no, but right now I need a yellow fork. I'm like, you know what you need? You need to move out.
No fork for you.
Yeah. So I said, well, here's where they are, and I don't care what you want, and if you want it, you can. Now I'm not even giving you any fork. I'm going on a fork strike.
Whoa. What do you mean? They just have to get their own?
Well, if they're going to pick about the colors, come on.
Yeah, I get it. Time for this. Okay, anyway, I hijacked your thing. So we got basil flecks for pork.
Yeah, so anyway, the family movie night, then there's a fight over who's going to watch what, and then somebody's crying, and then they're like, well, fine, I'm not watching anything. So there's always somebody who's like going to not even show up.
Right.
Nobody's ever not shown up. The closest Porter did, though, there was some, we watched Little Rascals, the mm-hmm. remake, and in the preview there was some kissing, and he was like, no, I do not stand for kissing in movies. And so he sat in the hallway because he was on strike from movie night, even though there were flecks of basil on his pizza. Like, ah.
How dare he? Do you eat pizza while you watch it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then everybody has to, like, take turns making the puppy not eat the pizza, and then so there has to be something has to spill, like some kind of soda has to spill, and so then the kids also get to pick like what drink they're gonna drink and the dessert.
I love it.
So usually the person who picks the dessert, the other one picks the movie,
right?
I don't know,
it's that a was little my bit suggestion of a to you
okay
a while ago, so okay. I'd like full credit for that.
I would like to give you full credit for that.
Thank you. Could you say it all like, together?
Can you practice using your words and say it in a full sentence? That's what I say to my kids.
In a Russian accent.
Credit for you. I don't know. Nope, I can't say it in a Russian accent.
I like it.
Credit for
they
you.
They don't only yell, I don't think.
A Russian can whisper just as good as anyone else. Okay. So movie night. Also, yes. The first day of school, I make them chocolate chip cookies when they come home.
Yes.
And I don't let them talk about their day until we're sitting at home. Chocolate chip cookies. And
I
so
love
that's
that.
Fun. We take cookies to new neighbors that move in.
Yes.
The same chocolate chip cookies. We have family day because we have, they're both adopted almost on the very same day. And so we have family day where we do something fun. Like we tried last year to go ziplining. We bought expensive tickets to this like treetop park. You had to be 6 years old. We waited till Porter was six. And then there's also a height requirement. And as soon as we got there, we were getting all suited up. We got our little harnesses on and everything. And they're like, he's too young. He can't go. But he can stay down here with us. I'm like, this is family day.
Right.
They wouldn't bend the rules. And so we have to wait till he gets taller.
Oh, did they return your tickets?
They just gave us a credit. So we'll have to go back when he... he grows, but he keeps going on hunger strikes, so I don't know when that's going to be.
He likes strikes, little one of yours.
Yeah, he's going to grow up and join some kind of a union so that he can do a lot of striking. the last one that I wrote down is my daughter and I get the pumpkin spice latte the first day that it comes out every year.
Right.
Take a picture. That's really fun. She still won't ever try it. She gets, like, something gross and blended. And then we have a Valentine's Day scavenger hunt that ends in... a treat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I started it like forever ago, and they think now that's how Valentine's Day goes for everybody, that they get a scavenger hunt.
I love that.
And when I said this last year, I had the flu, and I was like, can I just give you your presents? And they're like, no.
So what'd you do?
I like to make them do the thing, whatever they hate. So like, Lane has to do math problems to get to the next thing.
See, that's it. That's more on brand for Emily. This is the Emily I know.
Oh, man. But you know, they want the toys, so.
Right.
There you go. What about you? What traditions do you have?
Well, you have a lot. We also do Friday movie night very religiously. And it's also pizza, and it's only cheese pizza. So we do the cheap, like I just bought 4 for $10. Yesterday, and then we just keep them in the freezer, and then half of it I put like vegetables on it for Brandon and I.
Okay.
And then they want straight up cheese, and if any slice of theirs accidentally has a little spinach or a pepper or something, they're like, you've ruined movie night.
Mm-hmm. Is there usually crying? Because we always have some drama.
No, my kids really love movies.
That's good.
They don't care what it is. I mean, they're younger, so... 3-year-old, she'll do whatever because she really have opinions yet. But my boy is almost 6 and he will watch adult movies, anything. He's interested. He's asking questions about storylines. He's glued. He loves movies.
Okay, that's really good.
No crying. Crying happens when I take minutes of movie night away.
Oh, do you take it off the front end or off the back end?
Front end, 5 minutes.
So you just have to sit in another room or what?
Yeah, that's hard for them. Movie night, Christmas. We do a lot of Christmassy things. We do Santa. You guys aren't so much into Santa.
No, we really haven't done that very much.
Yeah. We do the pictures. We do Elf on a Shelf, which I love that. We don't talk about it, though. We don't talk about they're watching you.
Yeah, that seems a little crazy.
Yeah, we just do the fun little things that they do. We did one where just the other night, one of them, we have a boy elf and a girl elf. We split them up. They went into two different places, which we've never done before. And it really, my son was like, what? Why aren't they together? How are they going to get back together at the same place? How do they make the plan? It freaked him out. So then we did one night where the boy elf was trying to get out of a room that he was in under the door halfway. And then the girl elf was trying to get into the room halfway. So there were like little legs and arms under the doors.
Same room.
Yeah, same room. One, they were trying to get back together.
Oh, okay.
So they were on either side of the door. But then my son woke up sick in the middle of the night. And he was like, really like out of it. And so he's like, I don't know why. They're on the ground. Oh, and I feel like I'm going to throw up. So we really screwed him up for 2 nights so far this year. Really, we jacked their Christmas up. But we're going to get back on track with that.
That is so funny. Okay, so just this morning, we've never done Elf on the Shelf. We've really never even talked about it. And because I'm going to be at your house this Christmas, I haven't decorated anything.
Right.
My poor children. But just this morning, Porter's like, well, so we do this really fun thing at school with an elf, and he's always doing different fun stuff in the classroom. And other kids in the school, they got an elf too, but we don't seem to have gotten an elf yet, and maybe we just need to keep looking for him. And I was like, oh, man, what am I...
He's so sweet.
He's just looking around the house for an elf that we don't have.
I cannot wait till he comes then. We're going to have so much fun with it.
Okay, good. Please.
We'll have to step it up.
Save his childhood.
I'm going to get him an elf. Can I get him an elf?
Sure.
Stop. Would your daughter want one, or is she too old?
If he has it, she going to want it.
They going to have Elf on Shelf. Thomas family. Victory!
I'm so glad your inner Russian is coming out that I never even knew was there.
Me too.
This is bringing you a lot of joy.
I can do this now. This is my thing now.
No. It's your thing now. There you go. Okay, can I tell you when I first started dating Eric and I brought him to see my friends, he all the way there was talking like a pirate. And he said he was going to talk like a pirate that whole time. And I did not know him well enough to know... Are you gonna? Because this isn't gonna go well. I've already brought home one crazy guy. I need this new guy not to be talking like a pirate, if that's fine.
Yeah, you need to do better than that. Do you remember the first time that I met your husband?
Oh gosh, it wasn't good.
So Emily had brought home some choice guys in the past.
I didn't have the best track record.
And I was right in my teens, as in that sweet spot of dirty looks and
big pants.
It was bad. And she brought him home and she's like, this is Eric. And I was like, cool. And I gave him a high five and I shut the door. It's like, not interested in any more males.
Well, I mean, 3 years earlier, I had been divorced from a really scary situation. So I understand you maybe thought he was bad, or you just...
I don't know what my issue was, but we still high five. We just keep it real simple.
Yeah, and Eric was just like going with it. He's okay. So he's hugging everybody else and he still high fives Katie, and Katie feels bad every single time.
Because he's the nicest person in the entire world.
He really is. So fantastic. Yeah. Yep, and you snubbed him for a while.
I don't know. I don't mess with my family. Before you even try to mess with them.
It's like, yeah, but
shut you out.
Didn't.
I know. I've changed. I'm a little softer now.
So soft. I have a great new sponsor to introduce you to today. It's a marriage counseling app called Lasting. Lasting helps couples get their marriage back on track so they can build a lasting relationship. I love my husband. He's fantastic. And I know he loves me too. But even though our marriage is great, there's always something that we can learn. Every relationship takes work, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. Lasting can bring some clarity to your relationship. They've done a lot of marriage research, and so they share that. They also help you talk about things that you don't exactly know how to talk about, like finances or intimacy. And since it's an app, you can do it when you have time. It just takes like 5 minutes to complete each session. Then you compare notes with your spouse. So Lasting is free to download it. You can get it at the iTunes store today. And Struggle Well Project listeners can unlock the entire app and get your first month for just 99 cents by going to getlasting.com/SWP and then use the coupon code SWP. So again, the app is free, but to download all the premium content for just 99 cents, go to getlasting.com/SWP. That's getlasting.com/SWP and use the offer code SWP during checkout. You get your first month for 99 cents.
So one tradition that we have, not Christmas. Well, actually it is Christmas. Every place we go on vacation, we buy an ornament. Our tree is like beautiful kid ornaments and ones that Brandon and I really cherish, like from all the places that we've traveled.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
That's really good. So another tradition we do have about ornaments is that every year the kids get one ornament that they are into, of something they're into.
We're doing that too. And I'm wondering if it's because I'm copying you or because that's a normal tradition.
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember hearing it from somebody, but maybe it's a normal thing. So then at the end, the hope is that I can send them with like 18 to 30, depending on how long they live here. Hopefully 18. ornaments of things they are interested in.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, so I wanted to move on to start, stop, keep. Did you talk about all your traditions?
I did.
Okay, so let's talk about, if for those of you who are following along with us on the family printables since that we're working on this week, this month, man, words. On there is family, like what you plan to do, start this month, stop, and keep doing. And so, yeah, what are you going to start?
This month, I'm going to start mandatory fun. And I've done it a couple of times, okay. And it's going really well. So my kids are starting to fight,
okay,
and argue. Also, they are super into video games, videos, and it's just like the lazy thing to do. I want to go watch a video. We keep limits on it so they could do 20 minutes of smart video, 20 minutes of whatever they choose. So if that's video games or whatever garbage video they want to watch.
What's a smart video?
Like PBS. Okay. They love like nature stuff, Wildcrats, Storybots on Netflix.
Oh, I don't know that one.
It's good. They have funny songs, Storybots. Your kids are probably, Porter would like it.
Okay.
The other one's a little too big. So they can do those, but they're fighting a lot and they are not playing with their toys. Like, we have so many toys and nobody ever plays with them. Mm-hmm. So once they start fighting, I get excited and I'm like, no videos until everybody can do 20 minutes of mandatory fun. I keep track. You play together. I actually tell them you can play separate or together, but you need to play nicely in the house for 20 minutes before anybody can watch a video. And timer doesn't, if you start screaming at each other, it's over. We're starting again. This may take you 1,000 years. I don't care. And they stay busy and they made up like games together and it's been really fun.
Does it go longer than 20 minutes?
Mandatory fun. They actually forget about it.
Yeah.
And then they'll ask, has it been 20 minutes? Well, so it's really nice.
I love it.
Do it. Mandatory fun. Have you heard that before? Mandatory fun, that term?
No. Have you heard it?
Yeah. So I didn't know if it was just military, but that's something that the military talks about. Like when you have to get together with your unit, like you have to go, but it's going to be fun. So it's mandatory fun.
That is so funny.
Yeah. What are you going to start?
Okay. So, you know, we have the bowl of rocks. That's our little bowl full of like basically conversation starters, tiny little stones with paintings on them that tell you, yes, what you're going to talk about. I have lost it and we love it. I've had it for years, like 6 years.
Porter
didn't even know how to talk and he would get a rock and say like lawnmower. It was just like the sweetest thing. He would just try out a new word.
Right.
I have no idea where it went.
Do you think someone stole it?
Don't think so. Who would steal that?
I don't know, but isn't that weird?
It's so weird. And I keep asking the kids and I've told the kids, if you can find it, I will buy you something at Target.
Ooh.
And nobody can find it. So I think I'm going to start like just buying the thing I lost. I think I don't know. I have no idea where it is. So I'm going to get it again because we feel sad. We all love doing it.
Right. That is so cool. What's the name of that company that does that?
I just every time have to Google Milestone Blessing Bowl.
Okay.
That's what it's called, but I don't, that's all I know.
Okay.
What are you going to stop?
Well, this is a long shot, but it's something that my husband and I have been talking about a lot. I would really like to stop yelling. We need to stop yelling collectively as the loud family that we are.
As the Incredibles that you are.
As the Incredibles that we are. It just gets chaotic.
So everybody yells?
Everybody yells.
Because you're mad or you like are just like calling to each other?
I don't know. I think it just becomes so normal that it's hard to tell. Why are we yelling? I love lamp. Everyone's yelling all the time. But I think two small kids, two dogs, and everyone's trying to get their point across. Everyone's trying to accomplish something. We're all trying to accomplish different things at one time. And so it works, but it needs to stop.
So what's your, how are you going to, just going to start whispering or what are you going to?
Actually, I do that. I do start to talk really quiet.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, Mom, I don't like when you're doing that. I'm like, well, the alternative is pretty crappy. So you better get on in. It does help, though. I think you have to take more breaths to get
whisper.
More air.
Yeah.
There was something else about it. What did you ask me?
Like, how are you going to do it?
Oh, yes, yes. So there's a podcast called Mom and Dad Are Fighting.
Yes, I've seen it.
Have you seen it? And it's a panel of four people, and they all come from different, you know, they all have different families and different age kids and stuff. It's an explicit podcast, so there's that information. Do with it what you want to do. I don't know. So mom and dad are fighting. They talked about this, and I think the way that their panel works is every person answers the question, and they're either recording it where they're not in front of each other or something, but there's no overlap, and each one gets like 2 minutes to answer a question. And every single one of them said, somebody wrote in, said, I'm doing a lot of yelling. It used to not be this way. What do I do? And every one of them said, you just have to make a personal decision to stop, and you just have to hold yourself accountable and just do the best you can. Because I don't know what a good way to stop is.
Yeah.
But the kids will stop if we stop.
Yeah. I think of like what happens in the homes of librarians. They've got to be all really quiet.
Reading Does books. Everybody yell?
We really don't yell a lot. Not, I mean, I used to yell more.
I think that it probably doesn't happen as much as I think. I just think we all yell all the time, but I don't think that's actually what it is. I think that if it happens once a week, I feel like, ugh, we yelled at each other.
Yeah.
You know?
So then you're equating that with like, it's all you're bad. A bad family or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It definitely is our downfall as a family. And it's sometimes really, it ends in laughing because we're like, what are we doing? We're not screaming at each other like, you know, bad things. It's just like, I said, don't eat the toothpaste or you're going to throw up at school. But yesterday it's all that. And then it's yelling. Don't eat the toothpaste. It's like that. It shuts it down, but it's bad.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so funny. So you want to stop yelling?
Stop yelling. Okay. What are you going to stop?
Speaking of long shots, I'm going to stop worrying so much about how clean the house is. Whatever.
I think you could do it a little bit. You could do it more than you're doing it now.
Yeah, I wish that it didn't hurt my eyeballs to see such a mess.
I know it.
So I think
What's your plan?
Well, I always want the kids to clean up immediately before they move on to the next thing.
Yes.
And that is not really realistic. I still think they still need to like go around and clean up everything before they go to bed. Yes. But maybe just once at night instead of like five times a night.
That's a good idea. And they're older, so they'll probably do it. They won't be overwhelmed by it where a younger kid would be overwhelmed by having to clean up a humongous mess.
Yeah, that's true. And we each have like, I'll read with my daughter before we go to bed. We have a book we're reading or paint her nails or whatever. And then Porter and Eric are reading a book together. And so before all that fun starts, and they like to ninja fight, sword fight each other and stuff and rope the dog in. And he winds him up and then sends him to bed. So anyway.
Before the fun stuff, you got to get all the, that's what we do too.
Yeah.
Get all the business done. And that's a good idea. Yeah.
I just try to do it after homework, before dinner, after dinner, yeah. Before bed. Like, I just am always trying to keep everything clean all the time. And it's ridiculous. And some of it is, honestly, I need to deep clean my house. Like, I need to do my floors so that something feels clean and not, I don't know, the leaves that come in my house during the fall. What in the world?
I hear you. I can't stop finding leaves. They're everywhere. I think that's a good idea. And just put on like a song or something. And it's 30 minutes before bedtime. Everyone's cleaning right now.
Yeah. All right. What are you going to keep doing?
I am going to keep waking up early because it helps me be nicer.
How does that help you be nicer?
Just to wake up before every single person in the family needs me.
Yeah.
And get a cup of coffee, read a book. This morning I was reading Knox's book. I still haven't finished it. The Wandering Years, and I can't stop laughing. It just puts me in such a good mood to just do something, normally reading, just for like 10 minutes or something, even if just that.
It's good.
It's helping me not yell. It's only December 5th.
Have you been trying since December 1st?
Well, I've been trying since 5 years.
Oh, man. So I'm going to keep playing games after dinner. We have been playing just random games, and it's been really good. I really like Bananagram. Are you familiar with that?
I think I have that, but we haven't busted it out. Is it age appropriate? What's the ages for it?
Nope, it's not. It's basically like Scrabble, but without a board.
Okay.
And we don't know what the rules are. We lost the paper. We could look it up, but yeah. Really, it's just me and my daughter, and we just spell words and make up the rules as we go, which is not an Emily thing either, but I'm getting better about, like, because I would stop myself from playing a game if I can't know exactly what the rules are and be able to finish it, keeping score and all the stuff.
Right.
And so, like, even Mad Gab and just, like, reading the cards out of games.
Yeah.
And then just having conversation about it. That's what we do. Yeah. We don't play any. But Battleship is pretty fun. We like that, too.
Ooh, I'd like to do Battleship. I've not done that. And I want to also do Who? Is it Who? With the little faces that you flip up and you guess. Guess Who?
Guess Who, yeah. Not just Who. Who?
Yeah. Who? Who? That's a good game. I'd like to get that one. So
well,
those
and
are
also
your
you
main
can get
games?
That on your phone. That's an app, right?
Oh, really?
That's what somebody told me recently. Story Cubes are also really fun. That would be fun for
I have those, too.
Mom must have got them for us.
Yeah.
I think so.
Is that age appropriate? I thought that one was too old.
No, because it's just random pictures on a cube and you roll the dice and then say some stories.
Okay. Story Cubes is on your, we'll put all these on your Amazon page,
okay.
Which is amazon.com/shop/struggle. Well, project.
Yep.
Okay. Something, I want to talk about games. So we do Jenga.
Okay.
We do Farkle, which has been fun.
Tell me about, is that got little circles and dice?
Yeah. So it's just a container, like a size of a soda can, and you roll dice and then only certain dice score and you get like really high scores.
Okay.
And then you, first person to like 10,000 or something wins, but it's fun.
I think I need to play that like on the carpet. I remember that being so loud.
It's super loud. Yeah, it's really loud. Okay. But it's fun. Uno. We do Uno. And
have you seen Uno with giant cards? It's hysterical.
No.
The cards that are like as big as your forearm and you see these little kids like with these giant cards. It's so funny.
That's funny. Well, that's how I feel about somebody else told me about a different version of Uno that they have where you can really... People really get in a hole and get lots and lots and lots of cards.
Is it a different, like, physical game?
Yeah.
Or is it just a different way to play?
No, it has extra cards.
Okay.
But I want to do that. I want to get that new Uno. The big cards would make me so annoyed because you'd spend so much time, like, not fumbling.
But to see little children playing with high, it's just so funny. It just makes the whole thing comical. I don't know.
Yeah. I love Uno. So something I want to say, card holders for little kids, they have them, you hold them in your hand and it like fans out your cards for you. So all they have to hold is this little card holder.
That is such a good idea.
It's really cool. So that's in the Amazon shop. One of my friends, it's actually one of my husband's friends that I've completely adopted because I love her.
Yeah.
I saw her and her kids play it with those. I was like, you have to tell me what those are. And then they were stocking stuffers for them last year. And it's so much more fun to play card games, go fish, anything.
Oh, that's really good. I like it.
Yeah.
Have you played Spoons?
I think I did in high school.
Some people get so into it and I want to know more about it.
I feel like it would damage my table.
Oh, do you just throw spoons at it? I'm confused.
Yeah, and you just hope it sticks in like boy, like a knife. No, but I think you pass spoons.
Oh, okay. Think again, you'd have to do that on the carpet because mom's ears.
Be sensitive,
Mommy
guys.
Mommy don't like no noise.
Mommy don't play that. Maybe plastic spoons.
Maybe.
Felt spoons.
Imaginary spoons.
Let's play socks. Play it like you play spoons, but you pass these folded socks around.
Or fold them as they come by, and now I don't have to do laundry anymore.
And go to bed. Well, that's all that I have for family. What about you?
Me too. So fun.
That is fun. I'm happy that you're part of my family.
Oh, that's so sweet. You're just the best sister a girl could hope for.
I know, right? We are Emily and Katie, chilling on MN, turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the farm, talking.
to all the listeners, we're the Struggling Sisters. La 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 la. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the Struggling Sisters.